Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
As possible, and you couldn't do it. First pitch swinging. Deep left field. Way back. Storybook home run.
How about that, Shep? You know, I saw Eddie Rosario do that for the Twins in his very first at-bat. And Akil Baddoo, he did it just like you scripted it. AJ tells him, don't let off the pedal. He goes up there.
Crushes the first pitch he sees. Akil Baddoo, what a magical moment for that young man and his parents who were at Comerica Park. I love the fact that the cameras were ready to go just in case. And there he goes. He hits a tower. What a decision. Dan, did you know? I don't know like how much of the feed that you're getting as far as like from the production and where everybody's at, because your job over the weekend, you were handling stats, if I'm not mistaken, for Shep and the broadcast crew, correct?
Well, I do stats, and then if there's a defensive replacement, or if a guy moves into the on deck circle, or if there's, you know, guys warming up in the pen, then I'm telling the truck, like, hey, there's a guy in the on deck circle. Like on Thursday in the ninth or the eighth inning, Akil Baddoo was going to pinch hit. He was going to be next. So I was warning the truck, like, hey, Baddoo is in the on deck circle. And then he didn't end up batting, and he ended up, his debut was yesterday.
I love the fact that, you know, Shep had that story about AJ Hinch asking him, like, hey, how's your heart rate? And he's like, I'm fine. I'm good. So did you know about the placement of the cameras for Sunday at all?
I had no idea that his parents were there. I didn't know that. But that's awesome. His whole family was there. His brother, I don't know if Johnny Cain interviewed his whole family, like, moments after that.
Just an incredibly special moment there at Comerica Park.
I mean, first pitch, just crazy. Jumps on it, hits a rocket into the bullpen.
Just a moonshot. Field. Just a moonshot. Like, wee, there it goes. Frozen rope. Right over the fence. And his mom and his dad, just, I can't even imagine. And there's another.
And he's named, I thought that was cool, he's named after his mother, presumably. Her name is Akila. His name's Akil, so.
There you go. Fun fact there for Mr. Baddoo that we're learning all about. Might be a fan favorite here by the end of the week. Who knows? Another great story. Speaking of players and their parents, in our listening area down in the Glass City, Nigel Hayes went to Whitmer High School. He then went to Wisconsin, played for the Badgers, played basketball there. So Michigan fans will know that name, Nigel Hayes. He was with the New York Knicks and the Westchester Knicks, and then he decided that he was going to take the European route. As it is it's a monstrous struggle to try to make it in professional anything. So the guys that are there, I hope that you appreciate, they are the most elite, you know, 0.1% of athletes. And so Nigel Hayes, great player at Wisconsin. Just had some trouble trying to crack the lineup in New York. Went overseas, and there's a video circulating around the internet from his mother. His mother and his stepfather, where he wrote them a long note, had someone deliver it to the house, and the mom is reading the note, and they're filming it. And at the end of the note, he said, you know, I've been keeping receipts for everything that you guys have done for me over the years, and wouldn't you know it, the total of that is exactly what the mortgage was. And he paid off his parents' mortgage, and just, you know, great to see these young people doing great things and their parents being able to experience and be along for the ride. It takes a lot of sacrifice. You know, for any parent out there right now that's listening that has a kid in any sport, doesn't matter if it's travel or what it is, you know what it's like to get in the car and try to make your schedules work to get kid from point A to point B, after school to practice. You want your kids involved. I think sports are great for everybody. I will always encourage everybody to play whatever you feel like playing. Soccer, volleyball, tennis, golf, basketball, baseball, football, obviously the big three, hockey, whatever your kid is interested in, get them on a team, because there's lifelong lessons and there's something about competing. There's something about camaraderie. There's something about teamwork and sportsmanship. It's so many life lessons that are learned And for those that can make it in that 0.1% to be able to do things at that level, and then, you know, your moment might come, you know, your kid might play, you know, junior high basketball, and that might be as far as they go. But you'll never forget that feeling of jubilation, because what Akil Badu did would be the same as if your kid doesn't get a whole lot of time, but he gets an opportunity to play and he scores his first bucket, and you never knew if he was ever going to score at all, and it banks in off the window, and you're like, ah, you know, it's chaos. It's pandemonium, and you love those type of moments, not only for the kids, but also for their entire families to be able to share. So some special things and special moments happening this weekend for sure. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Well, the Detroit Tigers were kind of the bright spot, I guess you could say, over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 against the Cleveland Indians. They will take on the Minnesota Twins. The game will be nationally televised today at 1 o'clock, if you want to check that out, or, of course, on Bally Sports Detroit. Dan, will you be heading straight to the ballpark after the show today, or you got a little time in between?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to go anywhere, not going to go home or anything. I'm just
going to sleep in your car?
No, I'll probably go maybe get breakfast.
Okay. That's fair. The Detroit Red Wings were a winner against the Tampa Bay Lightning, snapping a decade-long losing streak down in Tampa Bay. So congratulations to them. 5-1 was the final score of that game yesterday. So big to get that the proverbial monkey off the back there for the Wings and finally get a win on the road in Tampa Bay. The Detroit Pistons got thumped by the Knicks. We'll get more into that game. They lost 125-81. They're back in action tonight on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Houston Texans Police Department is officially investigating the concerns and the allegations against the quarterback, Deshaun Watson. We'll have to follow this story, continue following it. A lot of allegations. You know, a lot of women came out to speak in favor of Deshaun Watson, saying nothing bad had happened. That's like telling a bank teller. You know, one bank teller says, no, he just came in and made deposits, but he's got allegations that he robbed 10 banks prior. I don't know how the positive reviews go for Deshaun Watson, but we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens. It's a very wait-and-see approach with Deshaun. Anytime there's allegations like this, you got to pump the brakes a little bit before you condemn a man. All right, sister of a Los Angeles Chargers controlling owner, Dean Spanos, petitions the court to put a portion of the team up for sale, saying that they're losing money to the tune of $11 million a year out of the family trust. There's no way. $11 million a year is what the LA Chargers are losing? They'll get back on track. They got a young team. They got a great quarterback. I would say hold fast. If I were the courts, I'd put this one on the back burner. Just wait and see. That franchise is going to be worth a lot more. Why are Dean Spanos and his sister at odds with each other? That's what I want to know. This is one of those like family money power struggles there. Milwaukee Bucks, Jrue Holiday, they agreed to a 4-year extension worth up to $160 million. So that man got paid. Gordon Hayward is injured again. Just brutal for Charlotte, who lost LaMelo Ball with a broken wrist earlier. Now Hayward's going to be down a month. Basically 4 weeks with a sprained foot, so that's not a good situation there. Joel Embiid finally got back on the court for the Philadelphia 76ers. Congratulations to them. Scored 24 points in the 122-113 victory over the visiting Minnesota Timberwolves, so that's a positive. Golden State has lost 7 of 8. Steph Curry and company looking for answers, losing 7 of 8. And they got drilled. I mean, they were down something crazy over the weekend. I forgot.
53.
53 points they were down. Like, at some point, you're going to need a vocal leader. You're going to need a guy that's just going to get in there and do all the dirty work.
Both your leaders were not playing that game.
So that one you could kind of put an asterisk next to.
Yeah. But still, Steph and Draymond were out for that game, and they get drilled.
There's only one leader, and that's Draymond Green. Alexander Ovechkin climbed the list of NHL's all-time power play goal scorers. He's now moving into second place. He tied Brett Hull with his 265th career power play goal. Congratulations to Ovi. The Buffalo Sabres finally snapped their 18-game winless streak with a victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. Boy, Philly, boy, they're just a mess out there. More than half of the Vancouver Canucks players have tested positive for COVID-19, so a little outbreak there north of the border. And in an AP survey, Athletic directors are concerned over the name, image, and likeness bill that would skew competitive balance, as if it's not skewed enough already. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM makes the conclusion of March matchups even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today for a chance to receive $100 in free bets when your $1 moneyline wager on any team to win the national championship
turns out to be a winner. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience the college hoopla like never before with the King of Sportsbooks. Innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much, much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if your team wins the national championship. Folks, it's easy. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadland, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Give us a dial on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television partners as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. A couple of texts coming in. The Chargers are broke and cheap in 2 years. Let's get Herbert in Honolulu blue. There seems to be a wild obsession with a new quarterback in Detroit. I don't know what it is. Let's see what Jared Goff does first, can we? Can we just see what he does? Maybe he's decent. Maybe he's decent. I don't know if he's Justin Herbert. He might not be, but he might be good. And I highly doubt, like, saying the Chargers are cheap, yeah, that's true. But they will offer Herbert an extension because the salary cap is going to go up. So when Herbert's, you know, up for that, you know, end of the fourth year, going into his fifth year, potentially even in his third year, you know, to try to get him on the payroll earlier. You do have to spend a minimum amount. There is a floor there. But yeah, he's going to get paid. There's no doubt. They're not going to not pay Justin Herbert. If he plays anything this year like he did last year, he's going to be fine for a while. Nothing like making people happy with food. Yes, it is very difficult in the customer service industry, especially with perishable goods. It is always a challenge. My favorite story of the weekend might have been the woman who took a Dearborn spiral sliced ham that literally says fully cooked on the box. It's fully cooked. And put it in the oven. And cooked it. Again. And then tried to return it. Because it wasn't any good. That's where we're at as a society. It says fully cooked on the box. And you cooked it anyways, didn't you? You know what Ron White would say? Do you know what you guys ever watch Ron White, the comedian?
Yes, we've watched Ron White.
Ron White would say, you can't fix stupid. Jeff Okuda's back to Jersey 23. There we go. That's all he needed. Little shift for Jeff Okuda, huh? Little shift there, little change, little mojo coming into this season. Looking forward to it. Lots to get to before we get to the NFL season.
Just like MJ changed back to 23.
That's right. Just like Michael Jordan. Whatever makes him feel good. You know, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good, you play
Darius
good.
Darius Slay changes his number after year one.
There you go.
Thanks, Darius Slay.
I like it. Maybe he is Darius Slay 2.0. Maybe. All right, so let's get into the Detroit Pistons. Boy, I was really high on them after that Wizards win. And the reason I was high on them was because when you look at what the Wizards have on their payroll versus where the Pistons are at on their payroll, things are looking up. So I say all that, and then what happens? They take on the New York Knicks in what went down a 125-81 blowout loss. The Knicks pound the Pistons behind Julius Randle's 29 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists in a game that, I mean, Jeremy Grant was 5 of 13 for 18 points. They got 14 off the bench from our boy Hamidou Diallo. He's a fan favorite of this program. We love Hamidou. But what I really find is interesting about this team is that the amount of players that played in this game. Dwayne Casey and this front office, they are trying to figure it. I would love to know if there's been any team in the league that has featured more players registering minutes and different lineups, like the amount of different lineups this team has featured throughout the year. Those numbers have got to be absolutely just preposterous. But the biggest part of it, Killian Hayes made his return. Played 20 minutes. He didn't score. While he was on the floor, he was a minus 26. Now, I'm not going to rag on Killian in his first game back. I'm not. I'm gonna slow down on my damnation of Killian Hayes. Right? French Connection, back. Killian Hayes played 20 minutes. He was 0-3 from the field. He finished with 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and had the team shot better than 32% from 3, probably would have had a few more assist totals in this ballgame. I think that we did see some positives from Killian in that game against the New York Knicks, and that is that he is not going to, people like me, I'll be the first to admit this, people like me need to get the idea out of my mind that he is going to be a LaMelo Ball type of offensive player, that he is going to be a Tyrese Halliburton type of offensive player, if for comparisons in his own draft class, that he is going to be a Russell Westbrook type of player. He is going to be much more of the Chris Paul, Chauncey Billups, just without the offense right now. That's the kind of guy that he is going to be. He is not going to be a guy that's going to look for his shot first. He is going to be the kind of guy that is going to run your offense, run your system, and be a playmaker moving the basketball. That is the type of point guard that he is going to be early on in his career. If he can develop the offensive threat, you know, there was a play in which he caught the ball just off of, he was right between the right wing and the top of the key, right? So he was almost like the elbow diagonally extended, and he caught it. And he had enough room to hoist right then and there, right? A offensive-minded player, or a player with confidence in their abilities, I'll put it that way, is going to catch and shoot, right? And at the NBA level, you have to be able to do that, and you have to be able to knock that shot down. Hayes looked a little uncomfortable when he caught it, decided to put the ball on the deck, which, okay, that's fine. He ended up settling for a 15-footer. There was a little bit of a step-back fadeaway. And I didn't even hate the shot selection because he created enough space off the dribble. He just didn't knock down the shot. So there were a couple things in which is like, okay, you know, catch and shoot, get ready to release it. And if you're not ready to release it, you put the ball on the floor, you're able to create that space once again because you had space to begin with, in which you turned down the first shot. Create a little bit of space there, and then get a good shot. It just didn't fall. A really brutal night for the Pistons against the Knicks. The Knicks shot, you know, almost 50%. They shot 49% from three. They shot 54% from the field overall. A Julius Randle's a very interesting kind of story here as he continues to lead this Knicks team, which, I mean, Reggie Bullock's out there going 6 of 10 from three. Every one of his shots hurt, former Piston, right? That's the way that these
What's
types...
up with Reggie's hair, though? I need to know.
He's got like three braids. He's got like three posts.
And
that
they're
come...
like up on his head. It's a weird hairstyle.
I thought about that during the game, actually. And I said, this is a very interesting haircut he's got here. But if you think about it, when you think about branding, you're in the city of New York, right? There's like 100 jabillion people there. A lot of pro athletes. You're going to recognize Aaron Judge immediately. Immediately, because he's monstrous, and two, you know what he looks like because he is a superstar. If you're somebody like Reggie Bullock, a guy that's going to play 20 to 30 minutes a night. You're not an all-star. You're not Derrick Rose. You're going to notice Derrick Rose immediately. I would imagine that a lot of New York fans, especially Knicks fans, would know Julius Randle if he walked by. But for Reggie Bullock, is the hair his brand? Right? Does that haircut make it like people know because they've watched games? They're like, what the hell's he got going on? But if you saw him at Ruth Chris, you would know, like, oh yeah, it's Reggie Bullock, because you'd see the hair, like, boom, that's like that. That's his brand, right? It's got to be like that's the only reason. I would imagine. I mean, that's a great question. Great question to ask him. But for this team, I think that the other interesting portion of this, Sadiq Bey really struggled against the Knicks, 2 of 9 from the floor, wasn't great. But I look at a guy like Isaiah Stewart, right? And Beef Stew is a little athletically challenged from a vertical standpoint, right? He's not the kind of guy that's going to rise up and cram it on your forehead, right? He can, but he's not that type because he's 6'8", and he's playing power forward. So when you look around the league, most of those guys, because he's a true power forward in his game with the ability to stretch the floor. So he's not Kevin Love because he's more physical inside, but Kevin Love's got a better outside game. Isaiah Stewart is developing that outside game. Is he Ben Wallace in shot blocking? That's a lot to ask right now. So, but I'm just looking for undersized guys. But he's listed at the exact same as Julius Randle. Could he be that same type of player here for the Detroit Pistons? They're back in action tonight against Oklahoma City, which is a great way to set up the national championship game tonight. Watch the Pistons first. Then we get college hoops in the national title. We're getting into that game coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, and now I know that your bracket is busted, and I know that Dan and I are number one and number two in our bracket challenge, but that's okay. Throw your bracket out the window. TwinSpires Sportsbook has an offer just for you. Now with TwinSpires Primetime Play of the Week, you can double your money if any team hits a three-pointer this weekend. Sign up now with TwinSpires Sportsbook with the promo code PRIMETIME and get exclusive plus 100 odds on any team to make a three-pointer this Saturday in the men's semifinals. With only four teams left dancing, now is the time to get in on the action. Any team makes a shot from downtown and you'll go home a winner. Then you can ride that momentum into Monday's championship game or into Augusta next week for golf's greatest event. TwinSpires Sportsbook. Download the app today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Offer valid for new players only up to a maximum bet of $25. Must be 21 years of age and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
The Meijer Guest Line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meijer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
The look you wanted.
Absolutely. Good job screening out again. Bruins with a shot to tie it or win it. For 12 seconds. Kuzan. Again with the ball in his hands. In the paint. Floater. Short. Got it back. Ties it with three. Gonzaga has It's time to do something. Sox for the win. Oh, yes. Unbelievable. Season remains on go.
Are you?
Oh my God!
There is. There are onions, Jim, and then there are major onions. What a kiss!
Oh my goodness!
Major onions with a kiss. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. On the Michigan Sports Network, Danica Haley, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino, company for the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527 on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. Good morning to our television audience, Comcast Channel 900, BCSN. You see it if you're watching it right now on your screen. Look at that from the LA Times. What an article. What a cover. What a shot there. UCLA fans, the Bruins, dying in the dust at the buzzer. Onions with a kiss. You can find our podcast on SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Banked robbery. That is the cover of the LA Times sports section. UCLA going down at the Horn. Where were you when this game was going on? First Final Four game, snoozer. Baylor coasted. They were up on Houston by 25 at the break. I said, this isn't good. This is not what we needed right now. Give me a good game. And then we got an absolute thriller. One of the best games that we've seen in a long time in the NCAA tournament. This is one for the ages, one for the books. The fact that UCLA gets the bucket off of the miss, follow your miss, determination, won't take no for an answer, get the ball laid in, 3.3 seconds left, not a whole lot of time, right? Not so fast, my friends. Jalen Suggs hits the game-winning three as time expires in overtime. Gonzaga wins 93-90. Where were you guys watching this game at?
I was just at home.
Just at home.
Because I've had some work that night. She came home late, so I was just home watching on the computer off to the side.
Oh, she got home late, huh?
Yeah.
Did she slip into something a little more comfortable?
Oh, her pajamas and went don't right to bed.
That. Don't answer that.
Family show. But since it was on CBS, I had to watch it on the computer. So I'm on like a 5-second delay.
Oh.
But I also have tweet notifications on for certain people. And then I see like Jeff Passan comes in, just says, wow. Adam Schefter tweet, wow. And this was before UCLA's shot goes up. So I was like, what happened? And when they tied, I go, uh-oh, something's really about to happen.
Were you like, wow?
So, yeah, like once I saw this, like the second wow tweet, I just threw my phone across the room. It's like, I don't want someone to spoil it right now. But I'm not, that is probably one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen. And I put that on Twitter, and some people were like, well, there's Villanova and UNC. There's Mario Chalmers hitting his game winner. I was like,
Mario
yes.
Chalmers.
But both of these teams were shooting the lights out. They combined to shoot 58% on the game. Like, just they were just trading buckets. And it's not like a lot of them were easy. Because UCLA, like, you know, the State fan, we watched him. Michigan fans, we watched. Like, they don't take the easiest of shots. They take a lot of Rip Hamilton mid-range jumpers.
Mm-hmm. Contested.
And they were just hitting them.
It was incredible.
Like, it was just beautiful.
And it was. That was one of the best college games we've seen in a long time. Whether you want to debate if it's the best college game ever or not, sure, you can go down that path.
Right, it's like
you're going to run into a historian. But
prisoner of the moment, but it's like right. It goes immediately up to the top five. And once you kind of look back, you can arrange it then. But, like,
did you guys see Idiot Bayless'
Yeah.
tweet?
No, what did
he
first
said,
off, it's Skip Bayless or aka Drip Bayless,
aka Idiot Bayless, said that it cannot be an all-time classic because the game winner was a lucky shot.
I mean,
how can you just turn it off for like 10 seconds, Skip?
Yeah, but that's his role. Like, that's what he does, and the fact that people like can't get over that is crazy to me. Like, but he is the antagonist. Like, he's just going to say things to bother you. But and he bothers you.
Can we just enjoy something? Like, yeah. I'm tired of people coming out with hot takes to debunk. It's like, no. We all just enjoyed 2.5 hours of great basketball.
Great basketball.
Like, so this good. Wasn't, like, no offense to like, the Michigan-UCLA game.
It was
close. It was bad.
It was disgusting.
Because
like, no
I don't want to bring up a loss for Michigan sound like a sour fan.
But we lost to the same people, so we can unite in our hatred not only against Illinois, we can do this against SoCal, too.
No, because we respect Mick Cronin on this show.
Right. We're an official Mick Cronin program
which,
now.
Dougie Fresh and I were tweeting back and forth Saturday night.
I'm glad that you and Doug have developed this relationship. Doug's been listening. He's been listening to shows that I've been on for years now. And the fact that Dougie Fresh is now carried over into this network and is now a part of the program really makes me feel like we've done a good thing.
So, but it's just like, let's just enjoy that beautiful basketball game. And just the fact that it ended on such an amazing shot. Even you have the clip of the referee throwing the hammer down on the three as it goes in. Like, it was just great all around. Mark Few just pulling off the Jay Wright, just walking so sly over to Mick Cronin after the game. Because he's like, I've been on the other end of those shots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun, so I'm just going to go play it cool, go congratulate the other team.
Gonzaga's been on the other end. I mean, in this very matchup, Adam Morrison's here. They got bounced by UCLA. So they know what this heartbreak is
did
like.
Did you hear the radio call of it? Because Adam Morrison does radio for Gonzaga basketball.
Oh.
He's just screaming yes for like 20 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm surprised he hasn't come out of his bunker yet because he does have an actual bunker on his estate. So, like, great for him to see too. Cause yeah,
wait, he's got a real bunker? Like a
yes, he has a
like
real bunker.
Apocalypse bunker.
Yes.
He would. I don't have an apocalypse
bunker. Again, we've talked about this, haven't we? Every rich person probably has something like that.
Some sort of.
You don't think Kanye West has a bunker somewhere? Yes, he does.
I bet you his isn't prepared for anything, though. His probably just has like Louis Vuitton rugs and stuff. I think I found it. It's censored, right?
But yeah, I believe it's just Adam Morrison screaming yes, because it is the radio broadcast.
All right, so here, I believe this is it. We're going to try to do this on the fly. We're doing live radio on the fly because he wanted to know if I heard it. I didn't see it, so here we go. Let's give this thing a whirl.
To the right side of the floor, defended by Kispert now, drives, leans in, the runner comes up short, choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90, 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way, pull up, three for the win! Yes! 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 Of the championship game! He knocked it out from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
The Bulldogs!
Wow!
Play for a national championship!
Okay, there you go. Just
I like it. Good
I like it
them.
A lot. Good. And you know what? And sometimes I don't like when color analysts kind of, because that play-by-play moment is one for the books, but I think that
there was enough time, though. There was like that second after it where Morrison let the call go, and when there was the silent moment, he was just like, I'm going in!
And when he's going in, I think you just pull back and let him do it. Let him.
Right, because it's like, knowing who he is, what he went through against UCLA, it's like that's what makes the call even better.
And when he runs out of gas and falls out of his chair because he's that elated and he's used all the oxygen in the building, then you can come in with like, Gonzaga moves on to the national team. You can do all that stuff afterwards. But let him have his shine. God bless him. Good for him. Good for that team. It's got to be fun. You know, as an alum to come back and be able to do the radio call and have that moment, especially, as you mentioned, everything that he's been through, you know, from the success that he had at Gonzaga to maybe the lack thereof there with the Charlotte Bobcats at the time. Incredible stash. High-level basketball. We needed it, especially after game number one. So, Ryan, you were at home watching on the computer, following along on Twitter, which is always dangerous. Dan, where were you at when that game was happening?
I watched a little bit of the first half at my mom's. It was Easter because, yes, you know, I had to work all weekend. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had to squeeze it in there. And then, I watched the second half in my house. And it was I was yelling by myself in the house.
I was out at an establishment, and let me tell you, that thing got like to 5 minutes left in regulation, and every bucket, people were going crazy to the point where they're like, hey, the DJ music is coming down, game audio is going up, and we're going to ride thing out.
Good on that establishment.
Dude, it was electric. So the bucket from UCLA goes in, and nobody has any – well, I mean, some people might have wagered on it. I have no idea. I didn't walk around going, hey, did you bet? But, I mean, to be honest with you, where we're at in the country, this is a total West Coast game. So it's not like, you know, we're gonna diehard, you know,
UCLA
fans. We
could have some
Mick
Cronin fans there.
We probably do have some, because he's such a lovable guy. Everybody loves Mick
Cronin,
obviously.
Good Irish lad.
Yeah, exactly. So you maybe have Mick Cronin out there. Outside of that, there's no – like, people were just enjoying the electricity of it. So the game audio comes up, and Juzang hits the shot, and people are going nuts. They're jumping up and down, and then everybody's like – and then and then Jalen Suggs hits his, and people once again jumping up and down. It was like everybody just wanted more. Everybody wanted that moment. You always want. You see the videos, and I was mad at the time. I was just enjoying the moment. You know, I feel like a lot of times we get so caught up in our phones, you know, and looking down or trying to see things through the lens that we miss out on what it's like to actually be present. But damn, I'll tell you, if I wasn't mad, I didn't have my phone out to video record that, because it was electric. It's like that video that circulates around the internet where they put up whatever highlight they want to and all the people in the bar jump up and down. You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, at the big screen.
The big screen?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if it's a soccer game or originally what it was or whatever the case may be. But it was kind of like that without as many people. It truly was. Like, it was awesome. People were happy. It was a kind of a where were you when type of deal that the people that were there, that got to watch it and got to be in that atmosphere, will now talk about that for the rest of their lives. Like a perfect March Madness moment. That leads me to believe Gonzaga, the Zags, are a team of destiny and will win tonight's national championship game, preluded by the Pistons winning in OKC, maybe. Killian Hayes going to have a nice night tonight.
And it's Diallo revenge night.
Ooh. Hamadou. Love that guy. Gets his old team in his old building. Can't wait for tonight's game. You can holler at us right now. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. Dan and I have fallen off of a cliff in the bracket challenge. We were 1-2. We've dropped all the way down. Dan is now in, what did I say, 10th? 12th? Where is he at?
Who,
Where's
me?
Dan's, yeah.
I thought I was in 7th.
Dan's in 7th. Yeah, Dan's in 7th. I have just committed Harry Carey and gone all the way down to 20th. Miserable performance. I had Michigan winning it all, so that's why. So that's why I'm ranked at 20th. Number one right now in a tie for first, both with Gonzaga winning.
The man on the phone right now.
The man on the phone who doesn't even like college basketball. And Ryan. All right, let's get to Freddie. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. Happy Monday.
What did I just hear? I'm in the top what?
You're number one.
Number one in what?
In the bracket challenge. You're QB1.
No.
With me. You're tied
Swear
with
to
me,
God,
Freddie.
You and Ryan.
Who do I got tonight?
Gonzaga.
I haven't watched a single second of this.
That's anyway. What we talked about during the break. The guy who's dogged college basketball the entire season for 3 straight months. I'm not watching it. It's no good. I hate college basketball. Who's going to be the Lions' third string punter? This guy is in first place.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I won $250 in the pool, too. But anyway, I called because I didn't watch the Gonzaga game Saturday night, but two games that stick out to me is Christian Laettner, last second shot.
Yep.
Duke versus Kentucky versus Duke, and Jim Valvano.
Valvano and NC State.
Yeah, NC State. Yeah, and then the Villanova Georgetown final, 1985. I mean, Georgetown was such a huge favorite, and then the brothers Villanova, they upset Georgetown. So that was a really good game. So I just wanted to bring that up because you guys weren't old enough to watch that stuff. So I figured I'd let you up. You know. Bring you up the tune on that.
You act like I don't remember Big East basketball when it was the Big East. Chris Mullin out there just punching people. That's what basketball was, basketball, Freddie.
You weren't born. You weren't born in 85, were you?
I lived through the 60s, Freddie. I don't even remember it. The best decade of my life.
Oh, sorry to hear about your ham story, dude. I feel you. That was kind of funny. So
a fully cooked ham. She threw it in the oven, then tried to return it because she said it wasn't any good. I'm like, lady, you took a blowtorch to a ham that was already cooked. It says fully cooked on the box.
I understand, dude. It's like me when I make New York style pizza on the brick oven, and they say it's burnt. Well, I cook it on a stone for a reason, because that's true New York style pizza. But I feel you, man.
Freddie, stop. Like that. It's too early. Like we're gonna be thinking about pizza now.
That's like somebody walking into Freddie's with like a Chicago style slice, you know, where that big thick thing looks like a cream pie, and then it's got the tomato paste on top. Then you look like sauce, and it's like they try to return that to you.
So do I win anything for being if I win tonight?
Yeah, I got a fathead for you if you win.
What was the score? Well, do you guys know the score I have so I can keep an eye on it?
You don't.
So as long
so
as
so I'm gonna win if Gonzaga wins. But we can maybe still give you a fat head.
Ryan's going to get a jumbo-sized Michigan Wolverines fat head.
Oh, that would just be great.
No. I want one of AB fat head in the pizzeria, or I want one of any Notre Dame player, Joe Montana in the fat head.
Give you Monte Teo's girlfriend.
Yeah. I love that one. That's a good one. Yeah, I love that, Ryan. Listen, I know you guys are up against it. I'm sorry. So you guys have a good day. Talk to you later.
Freddie, we appreciate you. Thanks for the call. Best of luck tonight. Maybe we can get a fat head. Me and Coach Jim Harbaugh, our photo together. Maybe, you know, I can get that blown up.
You
we
have one? Shirtless Jim Harbaugh.
No, he's got a shirt on.
No, that's
he's
the one that goes
on
to Freddie.
He's shaking hands and smiling. It's like one of those like a trophy presentations, you know, where you shake with one hand, you give the certificate to the other.
Yeah, I have one of those with 50.
Sent?
Yeah.
50 Cent?
Yeah.
Dude, great. I mean, he was at like the Baltimore, what was it? The Massacre, the album? And what was the song about Baltimore? Baltimore Love Song or whatever? That album was ahead of its time.
Before we go, Gonzaga -4.5.
Oh, my God.
What are you taking?
All right, this is going to be our Twin Spires play of the day right here.
Over-under's at 159.5.
Oh, we're going to need a lot of offense. Both teams got to score 80.
Yeah.
Oh, man, do we get a trip?
I'm loving the over. Loving Gonzaga.
I'll take Gonzaga over. But I think Baylor's – I don't know.
Gonzaga only -200, though.
Gonzaga's going to be the winner, but Baylor is going to cover – and I'll take the under. I hate that decision. We got to write that down and put it in the sheet. For Danny Cahalan and Ryan Elkham, Anthony Bellino saying so long. Enjoy Pistons hoops tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tigers, first pitch at 1 o'clock, and, of course, the national championship game. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.